Hare Krishna. Bhagavad Gita chapter 1 text 4 Atra Shura Maheshwasa Bhimarjuna Samayudhi Yudhano Viratascha Drupadascha Maharathaha. So Duryodhana is describing what he's seen on the opponent's side. He is, in the second verse, is described how he approached Dronacharya. Third verse, he described how Drishtadyumna has, in general, arranged the army very expertly, formidably, intelligently, dhimata. And now, after giving that general assessment in the third verse, now he is going to make specific statements about different warriors. So, Atra Shura, here there are Shura, there are heroes. Maheshwasaha, they are extremely powerful. They are bow fighters. Now, in the Kurukshetra war, bows and arrows were the primary method of fighting. There were other wars, some war, even Duryodhana and Bhima, when they fought, before their final fight on the 18th day, they actually fought several occasions, and most of those occasions, they also fought with bows and arrows. So, Maheshwasa, these are great archers. Javelins and mace and other sort of weapons were also used, but primarily it was bows and arrows. So great archers, basically the generic reference to great warriors. Bhim Arjuna Samayudhi. So Yudhi, they are warriors who are like Bhima and Arjuna. Now, Duryodhana knows that the greatest obstacles for him on the opposite side are these two Pandavas, Bhima and Arjuna. Although Yudhishthira is the eldest, his military might does not match that of his two younger brothers. So, and now, relatively speaking, if we look at the subsequent war that took place, Arjuna fought much more destructively, and Arjuna actually felled more Maharathas than Bhima. Of course, Bhima killed 100 Kauravas. That was a vow which he had taken, and the other war, Pandava warriors helped him honor that vow by not killing the Kaurava brothers even when they came in front of him. But of course, we're not saying Bhima is any weaker. Bhima is also a formidable warrior. But even at the time of assessment, after Drona's academy course was over, Drona's Gurukul, after that when there was an exhibition of all these military skills, so it is Arjuna who is peerless. So it is Arjuna who has gone to heaven and acquired celestial weapons, and it is Arjuna who is the most formidable. But in Duryodhana's mind, Bhima is formidable, because he is the person who has vowed to kill Duryodhana, and he knows that he is extremely angry, furious, full of wrath, and he has to be overcome. So of course Bhima is also elder. So Bhima Arjuna Samayudhi. So he refers to Bhima, and then he says there are many warriors equal to them. At one level, there was no one equal to Arjuna, and also there was no one equal to Bhima in terms of mace fighting except for himself, Duryodhana. And even then, when there was actually no one equal, why is he saying there are many warriors like that? Actually, that is not an absolute comparison. It's a relative comparison. That means they are of the same caliber. They are all great warriors. Now, Arjuna was the greatest among great archers. But still, despite his distinctiveness, or even uniqueness, we could say, still there are many warriors. So, many great warriors. So, in that category of great warriors also belong other warriors over there. So, yes, Bhima Arjuna may be the greatest among those great, but overall, they all belong to category of great warriors. Therefore, Bhima Arjuna Samayudhi. They are all in that category itself. Yudhano Viratascha. Yudhan refers to Satyaki. In the Vedic times, warriors had different names. Arjuna himself has 10 names, which he recites just before the Virata war, when Bhuminjay, the son of Virata, asks him, how do I know that you are actually Arjuna? So he recites his 10 names, and then he says, oh, you are actually Arjuna, and he literally bows down to him. So now, here Yudhana is an alternative name for Satyaki. Satyaki was a formidable warrior, and he actually fought with Duryodhana in one of the days and checked him and almost defeated him. But he did not kill him because Satyaki was conscious of Bhima's vow. The greatest feat that Satyaki did was on the 14th day when he, after Arjuna had penetrated into the Kaurava rank in order to reach Jayadrath and avenge Abhimanyu's death, thereafter Satyaki was requested by Yudhishthira, please follow him and please assist him. You know, Satyaki was also a student in Drona's academy, and he had learned a lot over there. But subsequently, whenever Arjuna and Drona, Satyaki would meet, Satyaki had learned further things from Arjuna also. So he considered himself to be a student of Arjuna also. So he felt obliged that my teacher is now facing a grave responsibility, a grave challenge, and I must help. So, what Arjuna had done, extraordinary power, breaking through single-handedly through the Kauravas' military formations and reaching very close to Jayadrath. Of course, he was still far away, but what penetration Jayadrath Arjuna had done, Satyaki followed and broke through the Kaurava ranks similarly. The stupendous effort that he contributed. And he assisted Arjuna, because Arjuna was being attacked on all sides by various warriors. Satyaki helped him by taking apart, by challenging some of those warriors who were attacking Arjuna, targeting him. And he held them off so that Arjuna could keep progressing ahead. So on that day, he played a stupendous role in assisting Arjuna. So he was actually having a very fierce fight with Bhurishrava, in which he was knocked down by Bhurishrava, and he was kicked and dragged and humiliated. But then he got up and killed Bhurishrava also. And then he killed Bhurishrava's father. Somadatta. And on that same day, Bhima also killed Somadatta's father, that is Bahalika. So all these were Maharathas, and they were all killed. So this was Satyaki's greatest accomplishment, that he assisted his teacher Arjuna in fighting against the Kaurava hordes so that he could reach Jayadrath, and thereby he could fulfill his vow. Now, apart from that, Yudhano Viratascha. A Virat was also a commander of one Akshahuni. Now there was chief commander of the Pandava army was Drishtadyumna, but under them, now we know that they had whatever Akshahunis they had, seven Akshahunis. So each of them had the commander also. So Virat was one commander. Drupad was also one commander. Shikhandi was one commander. Like that, there are many commanders. Bhima was also one commander. Arjuna was not officially a commander of anyone, but Arjuna was free. He would go wherever he wanted, and he would fight with whoever. And he worked directly with Drishtadyumna, planning strategies and executing those strategies. So in one sense, in the war, Arjuna was the unofficial leader, unofficial commander of the whole army, official leader was Drishtadyumna. Now, Virata himself was also a very strong warrior, and he had also brought a huge army to fight on the side of the Pandavas, and he fought heroically on many occasions. Now, Virata and Drupada are both elders, relatively speaking. They are both of the generation older than the Pandavas, one generation above them. And both of them fought heroically. Many battles they have fought before the Kurukshetra war, and this battle turned out to be their last battle. They fought tirelessly, and it was on the 15th day that both of them, in quick succession, were killed by Drona. They fought fiercely on that day, and Drona was in a furious mood because of being repeatedly goaded by Duryodhana with accusations that you are not fighting wholeheartedly because you are partial to the Pandavas. So Drona got so fed up with these accusations that he just put his full fury into the fight, and at that time Drupada and Virata were fighting with him and they wounded him, and that increased Drona's anger even further, and that furious Drona then just countered the attack and he killed both of them. But till then they actually fought fiercely on the battle, and because they are such Maharathas, so Duryodhana remembers them and he says that they are also like Bhima and Arjuna. So in the next verse he will continue the description of who are all the great warriors on the side of the Pandavas. This description will continue for two more verses, and then after that he will switch to description of his own side. So in this verse he talks about five warriors. Actually he's naming three and he's comparing these three to two other, and his whole point of description is, now again, when information is known, repetition is done to convey, to emphasize a particular point. So here Duryodhana wants to emphasize the gravity of the situation. So yes, and now Drona knows who are all there and what their skills in fighting are, but Duryodhana is repeating it so that he hopes Drona will fight seriously. And that's why now he's not going to do exhaustive listing of all the warriors, but he lists he has listed Drupada indirectly by talking about Drupada's, by mentioning him, by talking about his son in the previous verse, and he refers to Drupada once again over here, again with the same intention, that the stimulation of the memory of Drona's old enmity with Drupada will drive out whatever residual affection might be there in Drona's heart for the opponents, and will kindle Drona to fight fiercely, furiously, maniacally, and thereby that would assure his victory. So Duryodhana's enumeration of the military forces will continue in the next verse.